Lessons from a Middle School Choir Concert. Hopefully the title alone made you curious enough to just check in on what was I going to talk about. So it's kind of a funny title, but there's some substance here. So I want to tell you a little bit of background on why I'm calling it this and why we're going to talk about this today. My daughter's graduating from middle school, and she had her final choir concert of the season, her spring concert, last night, actually. And as I sat through her concert and didn't plan on reflecting, but reflected, and then on the drive home reflected, and then laying in bed reflected some more on just some lessons that and things I saw in that choir concert that I thought this still completely applies to life and my career, even myself, my career today. And so as I thought about these lessons, I wanted to capture them and I wanted to bring this back just for all of us to do the same reflection and think a little bit differently about our careers and our lives and shift your paradigm like I always want to do. So the first lesson that I got from this choir concert and from these, you know, middle school graduating class is that we're all a little awkward. And just own it. You know, we don't have to have it all figured out. Everything isn't perfect, right? At the middle school level, the girls are taller than the boys. Their voices are all over the place in terms of changing. Their sense of style is quite interesting and what's in. But don't take yourself so seriously and just kind of own your awkward. And awkward does not have to be a negative thing. You know, when we go through our businesses, when we go through our careers, and we're growing, we're changing, we're trying new things, we are not always fully confident in what we're stepping into and something new that we're doing, but we own it. And we just grow and evolve and learn and keep going. And when I look at this stage of life, if all the middle schoolers said, this is just too awkward and things are too hard, I'm just going to give up. Like, you don't just give up, you own it and you keep moving. And you're a little less awkward the next day or the next thing that you try and you grow and evolve. So I think it's a good reminder for all of us to embrace the awkward, to embrace those growth moments where we feel a little bit uncomfortable, maybe in our own skin or what we're trying to do, and just own it and realize you don't have to have it all figured out today, but you can thrive in that awkward space, right? And come out of it in a really great place. The second lesson that I learned was that people who love and support you do not care if you're perfect. In this case, do not care if you're tone deaf, which is what I am. They just want you to try. They want you to grow and learn, and they want to see you, you know, learning and maybe struggling, stumbling a little bit and getting back up and keep going. So I want you to remember that the people around you who are truly supporters of you and your growth personally and professionally, they want to see you go for it, right? They don't care if you're perfect in your execution. None of us are, right? You know that lesson from this podcast that perfection is relative. It's different for everybody. And so don't not go for it because you're worried about you're not going to be perfect. Is go out there and sing the solo, whether you're a good singer or not, right? That's what happened last night is these kids are out there just going for it. It's in front of a huge audience of people. And was every note perfect? Absolutely not. Some of them, was any of the notes perfect? Maybe not. But they're out there going for it. And who are we to say, well, you shouldn't be going for it if it's not perfect? We don't tell our kids that. We say, do it. Try it. Try something different. And oftentimes we forget that lesson ourselves. And so I think it's really important to just realize you've got people in your corner that even if you aren't perfect are going to support you through that. The third lesson that I really got out of this is you will survive and get through whatever it is you're going through. Right? There were times in middle school and high school, I remember like, this is the end. Like, this is so bad and I'm never going to rebound from whatever just happened or this thing I'm going through or that friend disaster or whatever it is. But we did. You're still here. It's the exact same thing as life right now in your career or your business, or you had a stumble and your business isn't where you want it to be, or you didn't get that job that you really wanted. Who cares? Keep going, right? You are going to survive. You're going to get through it, right? It may not be the best moment ever in your life, but it's really about how we pick ourselves up and how we just keep moving, because really, we have no other choice but to keep putting one foot in front of the other and to keep growing and changing and learning. And that's exactly what these kids are doing, right? That's exactly what they're doing every day, probably even at a magnitude that's even higher than what we're experiencing later in life, is they're learning life lessons every day. They're failing and doing something that maybe wasn't the right decision and then having to learn from it and keep going. And that's just a super important reminder for all of us that, you know, you're never going to avoid the tough stuff, but you can get through it and you will survive it. So you have to just keep going. The next lesson is really about just do you. Be who you are, play big and play loud, and be you. This was probably one of the strongest things that I saw from the middle schoolers last night, is at least in the audience, there's this sense of just, hey, it is what it is. Right? The person wearing a bow tie to the person wearing socks and Birkenstocks, they're owning it. It's their sense of style. They care, but they don't care. And they're just kind of doing who they are. And to see these kids laugh and support each other, you know, even for someone who made a mistake or didn't know where they were supposed to go on the stage, and they're all clapping like, hey, it's no big deal. Like, they're supporting each other in that way. When did we lose that as adults? That it's just like, you know, no big deal. You made a mistake. Great reminder. Just do you, you know, reply to it the way you would naturally reply to it, and, you know, your personality, and that's authentic, and everyone's going to love that. So I think it's important that we go big, we play big, we get out of our comfort zone, and we grow. But we do it just being who we are and not feeling like we have to be someone else. And, you know, an important lesson on this one is that the leader and the people we're listening to, the people we're looking up to, or that are mentoring us or leading us through this, are really important. So what I saw last night in the choir director was her, if they messed up, if they didn't enter at the right point, if they maybe weren't all in the right, at the right point in the song, she was just letting them own it, and she was guiding them, but she was encouraging them the whole time. You know, she's encouraging them to just, they're not all going to be professional singers. Maybe none of them will be. She's got a group of kids that have to be there, maybe don't want to be there, all of them, but she's just trying to make it fun. And she's trying to let them be who they are instead of trying to make them conform to being the perfect singer and standing in the perfect way. It's enjoy music whatever way you want to enjoy it. If that means you dance a little bit during the song, then you dance. But enjoy it and do you. And so it was just a good reminder that as leaders, we have to help our people be them, be authentically who they are, and then perform at the highest levels. You can have both. But as leaders, we can't make them do it our way. Because if we make them do it exactly our way, then we're teaching them that's the right way, and that might not be the right way. So I want you to really think about that with the people that you're leading. Is there's guardrails for sure, but how can we let them be authentically who they are? That's our entire leadership philosophy. In fact, I'm going this afternoon to do a leadership training for an organization. And our whole message is, let's find your superpowers and what you're really good at and what motivates you. And then let's figure out how to apply some leadership principles to that. Because trying to tell you have to be different as a leader than who you really are doesn't work. Trying to tell you have to be different as a human being than who you authentically are does not work. And that's what I saw last night with this teacher, with these students, is letting them be who they are. And that's going to give them a love of music that really goes on for the rest of their life and isn't just something they have to do because someone told them. Right? They had to be in choir. And then the last lesson that I heard and that I saw last night was, we need to remember to take a look back every now and then and see how far we've come. Right? The positive change and evolution, however small, each day, we don't notice that those small changes. But the thing is there's we add them all up, all of these small incremental changes become big changes. And we, you know, when we look back at the course of a year, right? Everybody think back to where you were a year ago. Are you in a different place? Have you learned a lot? Are you in a better place, hopefully, than you were a year ago? Right? That's what we have to recognize, is how far we've come. When I look at these kids, even from the fall concert, and I see their poise, and I see kind of the confidence in how they hold themselves, and they're coming into, you know, that age of just, they kind of are starting to develop really in who they are. And they're not afraid to show it anymore and just be who they are, whether it's through their sense of style or how they interact on stage. But they're coming into that. And it's awesome to see them really grow up in front of our eyes, because day to day, I don't see that in my daughter. I don't see the incremental changes necessarily because I see her so often, but really reflecting and looking back and saying, look at how far she's come as a human being in the last year. It's amazing to see, and it's a good reminder for all of us to recognize that in ourselves and to recognize how far we have come and own it and be proud of it and not be bogged down by how far we still have to go, because there's always going to be more we need to do. There's always more we can learn. There's always ways we can grow as leaders, as parents, as spouses, as whatever it is, that role in life. And so I just thought that this was a really important, you know, group of lessons for us to take from just everyday life. You know, sometimes the most impactful moments, sometimes the things we learn the most from are not the books we read, are not that amazing Forbes article, which those are all important as well. But sometimes it's the everyday life. And do we stop and really reflect to say, what is the lesson I can take from this moment? And what is the lesson that I can share with others from this moment, whether it's our family or it's our colleagues or our team? So I just want you to really think about these and really internalize them and say, you know, how can I think about these messages and these kind of connection points every single day? Right? Just a good reminder, it's the whole purpose of this podcast, and you hear me say this all the time, that we all have a definition of success and somewhere that we want to get, and that's really important. But what we have to do is we have to recognize all of the little journeys along the way, all of the great milestones that we are hitting as we reach that level of success. And to really get to the highest level of success, you have to do it in an authentic way, which is aligned to your strengths and your superpowers, and making sure that you're living in that space, because that success is going to feel so much sweeter. It's going to be so much more fulfilling if we are living in that space of our superpowers, and we're just doing us. Just do you, and that success is going to feel that much better. So as always, I'm grateful for you engaging in this. I'm grateful for you listening to this podcast, wondering what the heck is Jamie going to talk about this week because of the title. But sometimes it's the simple things. So I want you to just recognize it, slow down, and really stop to smell the flowers and stop to see what's happening around you and the lessons that you can glean from that. So until next time, make sure you're in that superpower space and you're putting one foot in front of the other, moving to that next level of success, whatever that looks like for you. Thanks, everyone.